KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Premier Tamin Dooley says they want to use every available tool to stop violence against women and children, including technology. He says gender-based violence should not be tolerated. He was speaking at the launch of a series of e-panic apps at the Durban University of Technology's Ritzen campus today. The apps feature alerts for victims experiencing violence, allowing users to send signals to nearby security officials. Premier Dooley says KZN needs to be serious about creating safer communities.
We can stand together, be united in one vision. Not only government, not only the police, not only the business leaders, not only the religious leaders, but all of us for a prosperous future, for your tomorrow.
The death toll from Sunday's bus accident on the north coast has been revised down to 8 from 9. The vehicle had been transporting members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity home from a service in Richards Bay. It rolled down an embankment, seemingly after suffering a tire burst. 5 women, including a pregnant woman and 3 children, are still fighting for their lives in hospital. Families and some of the survivors, as well as church members, gathered in Kwadukuza today for a memorial service for the victims. Deputy Minister of Transport, Nkululeko Hlengwa, joined the mourners and made this plea to motorists.
Be patient, especially on long journeys. Please rest every 2 hours or every 200 kilometers. And again, let us avoid reckless overtaking and make sure that your vehicle is roadworthy before you travel. A few extra minutes, we dare say, on the road can mean the difference between life and death.
The DA has warned of budget disputes every year should the ANC refuse to accept measures they are proposing. Yesterday, National Treasury proposed raising value-added tax from 15% to 16% over the next 2 years. This has led to the DA saying it will not support the budget when it gets to Parliament for approval. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has accused the DA of trying to block transformation, but the DA argues that hiking taxes won't grow the economy. Here's the party's Mark Burke.
Tax already due to SARS should be collected a lot more efficiently. SARS has indicated to us that they are able to take their compliance from 63 to 67%, and that will more than cover whatever might have been made from these VAT-based increases to our budget. We need to do an immediate spending cut of unnecessary things, things like catering for the executive class, things like advertising budgets. On top of these immediate spending cuts, we need to do a comprehensive strategic spending review to identify inefficiencies in the way we run this country and add the funds from those inefficiencies back into the fiscus.
And Donatella Versace's nearly 3-decade reign as creative director at the fashion label is ending. She's handing the reins to Miu Miu's Dario Vitale. Donatella will become the fashion house's chief brand ambassador from April. The change comes amid reports that larger Italian rival Prada, which owns Miu Miu, is in talks to buy Versace. The development brings to an end the family control over the creative direction of Versace. It was co-founded by Donatella's brother Gianni in 1978. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.